MoneyWeb now on the money.
Chatting now with John Lewis, he's property strategist, FNB Commercial Property Finance. John, appreciate the early morning time. Your property broker survey market balance for fourth quarter 2024. This is an owner-occupied survey. This is not going and chatting with sort of the listed REITs, as I understand. This is very much more at the, as I say, the owner-occupied part of the market.
No, we just emphasize that all the brokers have to include owner-occupied. They participate in owner-occupied markets, but they do have listed funds that they deal with as well. So it's across the market, but with some emphasis on owner-occupied, yes.
Okay, got you on that. And what we're seeing is if we look at average time on market, which is perhaps hard to measure, but in many senses, a good indicator of activity, and it declined across all three sectors in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, certainly things are picking up and looking better.
Yes. So if one looks at it by sector, I don't like to put too much emphasis on the exact weeks on the market because it's a small sample size in commercial, so it's difficult to estimate. But industrial and warehouse space being the shortest time on the market, followed by retail and then office being the longest, that's generally been the pecking order in terms of performance between the sectors for a good few years now. But more important, I think, is that if one looks at the broker's perception of the direction over the part of the 6 months leading up to the fourth quarter survey, they do perceive a declining average time on markets of properties for sale in all three sectors. All three they perceive to have been improving, industrial and retail and office markets across the board.
And I take your point. It is that trend that so much matters. And industrial and retail, and we'll chat on property and office in a moment, they perceive that demand is exceeding supply, which is showing positivity again and showing that direction, that trend that is looking better than it had a couple of years ago.
Yes, so industrial demand has exceeded supply in their perception for quite some time, for the last few years. Industrial being the outperformer of the three major commercial property sectors, a lot has to do with the warehousing and logistics side of industrial property as opposed to manufacturing. Warehousing and logistics requirements changing, modernizing, changing. It's a structural change. We are moving a lot to more online retail and so on, and online type of delivery. So that's been a positive structural change, and we've seen industrial property in many parts of the world outperforming the others in recent years. Retail is more that's just recent that demand has exceeded supply. It also had big oversupplies, almost like the office market a few years ago. Consumers have been struggling. We know that. We know that there's been a good supply of new retail property in these suburban markets for many years. So it's only in the last quarter or two that investor demand has exceeded supply. So it's making something of a comeback. And then the struggler, office space, still heavily oversupplied. And of course, if you look at the tenant market of office space, also high vacancy rates too. This has been a less appealing one for investors for quite some years. Even there were high vacancy rates nationally, even before COVID-19 lockdowns and the work from home surge. Office space has been in various ways, the financial real estate business services sector, the sectors that demand a lot of office space, they've been making productivity improvements. So their employment numbers haven't been growing that much. It's more the GDP, but through technological improvements. And then we've also moved to things like hoteling of desk space and hot desking, which means if you don't have a book desk for a single person 365 days of the year, you require less desk space because at any given time there's always a group of people that aren't in the office, they're on leave or something. So in many ways we've been improving there's been a declining desk space requirement, I guess you could call it, in many corporates. And so the office market has had to deal with these structural changes. Then came the work from home surge that added to the challenges. So it's still making its way back from an oversupplied situation. It hasn't been the appealing one for the investors for quite some time.
Absolutely. And is that sort of the hybrid working model where we work from home a bit, we do a couple of days in the office? Does that seem to be settling? I mean, from the US, I've seen a couple of the big companies sort of moving to more days in the office, if not 5 days in the office. Are we sort of finding that settling, or is there still potential for shifts in that trend?
So there's more data in places like the US than there is here, but I suspect we follow something of a similar trend. Mm-hmm. And it seems to have settled in recent years where hybrid and work from home levels were elevated from pre-COVID levels, as you would expect. But, you know, obviously there was a significant comeback to the office after the hard lockdowns. It's tough to tell. I mean, you've got to be careful of listening to noise. I mean, there are corporates making noise about back to the office more. But, you know, they're the noisy ones. The ones who've settled into hybrid models are just quiet. You don't hear much from them. So there's a bias in the noise levels. And there's kind of a bit of a subtle war across the world between employees and employers, the employees wanting hybrid far more than employers. But even when you do have back to the office drives, you know, where a lot of the corporates have kept their office space through COVID lockdowns. So they've kept leasing the same amount, similar amounts of office space. It's just been standing half empty for a number of years. So even if many corporates were to say, okay, you know, it's not 2 days in the office now, it's 5 days, that doesn't necessarily mean a need for more office space. It just means that the attendance rates in the existing office space will be higher through the week. So I'm not sure that makes a big difference to the amount of office space that's needed by many corporates if there is a genuine back to the office drive that's going to succeed.
Gotcha. Yeah, absolutely. I take the point. They've kept the space. The last question. I mean, we're expecting a stronger economy into 2025. FNB's forecasting 325 basis point rate cuts over the next 6 months. I mean, both of these bode well for all three sectors. Office perhaps even a little bit more as we get some GDP growth, although to your point, they've kept the space. But this should boost or aid the recovery that we have been seeing and continue the positive trend.
I think a moderate recovery, yes. You know, industrial, because it's been benefiting from a structural change for the last few years, that might not have much more runway to improve. But I think certainly for office space, and I think some of the investor office demand will be old office space that's repurposed for residential. That would be the plan, and that may pick up because residential demand often picks up when interest rates decline. So and residential development demand, that's these mild interest rate cutting with some mild GDP improvement, if that's to play out, mild recovery. We haven't started the year yet economically sort of solidly. The manufacturing PMI, for instance, of December was pretty poor. Third quarter of last year was still weak. So we haven't yet seen the genuine signs of economic growth improvement yet, but we do expect it during the course of this year.
We'll leave it there. That's John Lewis, property strategist, FNB Commercial Property Finance. Appreciate the early morning time.